The Mission Play is a part of California history, and actor Camila Lopez has a unique perspective on it. Not only is Camila the daughter of two actors who performed in the original play, but when she was 9 years old, you may have heard my other two guests refer to that, Camila also got to portray Anita as a child in the most recent production of the Mission Play in 1947. Today, she's set to portray Anita as an older woman in the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse production opening this weekend. Camila is on the phone right now. Camila, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It is great to have you. I understand that your parents were Henry and Beatrice Alva, and they appeared in the Mission Play in the 1920s and 1930s.
Yes, that's right.
What are some of the stories that you remember them telling about their experiences with the Mission Play?
Well, my father was very vocal about it. He just loved the play. And he was in it way before my mother was, and it just became a part of him. He loved it. He had learned many of the lines, and when we were young at home, he would recite those lines to us. And so the play became very familiar to us as children because he kept it alive in him.
And what did your mom portrayed Anita, I think, as you do?
Yes, she did. She portrayed Anita in 1932, the young Anita. And my mother was also an accomplished singer. And I believe in one of the years, I don't know which year, she might have also sang in the play.
What a great experience. Now, what comes back to you from portraying Anita when you were 9 years old? How'd the role come about for you?
Well, you know, that's a misprint. I did not portray young Anita. I was just an Indian child sitting around a campfire with several other children. I did not have a speaking part in 1947.
What I should ask you then is, what was the experience like of being in the 1947 Mission Play and what you remember about that?
It was wonderful. I was 9 years old, and to think that I was going to be on stage at 9 years old was just like a fantasy. Every young girl in California wants to go to Hollywood at some point in their life. And I thought, maybe that's where I'm headed. But of course, that wasn't the case. But in any event, it was a great experience. My school was right across the street from the playhouse. And after school, I would pick up my little case with grease paint they used to put on us and take off for the mission. And to me, that was just so neat and so special. And, of course, my father also played in 1947. He played the part of Pablo then. So Dad was always there and nearby. And the memories are just wonderful. And since I've been in the playhouse for this length of time, I walk into one of the dressing rooms, and it's like a flashback. I say, oh, my gosh, I remember this as a child. I remember who was here as a child. And it's a glorious experience for me, and it's a great honor to be able to kind of give this honor back to my parents, because they were wonderful, and they did not have a chance to play again after 1947, so I'm just stepping into their shoes and doing it one more time.
I had wondered what happened, why the play stopped in 1947. Was it simply the advent of television, or what happened?
I really don't know. It takes a lot to do a play like that, because it was like a pageant. And I have no idea why it was not played again until now.
That was just an assumption, because I didn't see anything online or anything about that.
No, I guess it became an old play. You know, the original play was very long, and I guess it just wasn't suitable for the time. But since we are celebrating our centennial in San Gabriel this year, and the Mission Playhouse celebrated its centennial last year, this was very appropriate time to bring it back.
Tell me about Anita as you portray her today. Where has she gone in her life, and what's going on?
Anita in the play?
Yes, the role that you portray. What's happened for your character?
Well, I would think, as older Anita, in the play, young Anita has a tragic event on her wedding day. And I would imagine that since she was part French, she must have gone into the mainstream of life at that time in that era and remarried, and probably remarried successfully and affluently, is kind of what I see as I'm portraying her today.
And what has been some of your favorite experiences in your current experience in the 2013 mission play as the older Anita?
Well, it's just wonderful to be able to play that part and to know that my mother in 1932 played her as a young woman. And it's just very nostalgic and very touching for me. And I'm just honored to be able to do it. I think I'm probably one of the only non-professional people on that stage. Everyone else seems to have acting experience, and this is a great honor for me.